こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。
その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。イエーイ
ノーカミカミ。
じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。今月2日に中国初の月探査機が打ち上げられましたが、その際にロケットの破片が民家を2件破壊していたことが分かりました。ロケットの破片は打ち上げから9分後に1000キロ離れた湖南省水寧県の民家を直撃し、屋根を突き破りました。この件では1990年から20回も同様の被害に遭っているとのことです。中国政府は被害のあった2世帯に保証金としてそれぞれ18万2000円と8万8000円を支払っています。
Debris from China's first Moon Rover rocket launch destroyed two homes in the central province of Hunan, about 1,000 kilometers from the launch area. Debris hit the homes about 8 minutes after launch. And the Chinese government has paid compensation to these two homes. 182,000 yen to one home and 82,000 yen to the other home. There's been 20 similar incidents since 1990.
Yeah, 88,000 yen.
88,000 yen.
Yep. あの、破片って言うとちっちゃく聞こえるんだけど、写真見るとめちゃくちゃでかいんだよね。
あ、なんかコーンの形。
そうそうそう。なんかあの、ロケットの先っぽのとんがってるとこみたいのが、めっちゃでかいのが屋根突き破ってて、その家の人が超悲しい顔してんの。超かわいそう。いや、まあ、なんか誰も怪我したりしなかったらしいんだけど、怖いよね。
Was this part of the plan? I mean, was this on purpose?
いや、わざとではないと思うけどさ、warn とかはされてなかったでしょ。
But they were aware of the possibility, I'm sure.
うん、だってこの、あ、その政府がってこと?
Yeah, the Chinese government.
うん、言ってよね、先に。でも1000キロ離れてるから evacuate って言っても無理だもんね。どこに落ちるか分かんないから。Does this happen with NASA too?
Yeah.
Oh, 民家?
Well, usually not on launch. It's usually when things are re-entering the atmosphere.
Ah, まあそっちの方がね。
They have no way of really controlling the decay of that orbit. But usually, I mean, the Earth's so large and so much of it is ocean that they do the math and they figure out like the odds of it killing someone are low enough that it's acceptable.
なんかこのさ、20回も同じ県で起きてるって、その県の人かわいそうだよね。
Yeah,
またかよみたいな。
Wouldn't want to live there.
Yeah. なんかその政府もさ、20回も同じ県で起きてるの分かってるんだったら、もうちょっとなんか、どうにかできないのかな。
So all 20 times were in the same region?
Prefecture, yeah.
Well, I guess they're launching from the same place.
Yeah. なんかどうにかしてよ。もうちょっと計算とかしてさ。
Well, if they would launch and fly over the ocean...It seems like they could prevent that.
とか China is so huge, right? So, I mean, don't they have enough land to sort of control that?
Apparently not. Well, it only cost them, you know, about 20万.
そう、しかも、そう。
30万 total, yeah?
物価が違うのは分かるんだけど、保証金安すぎるよね。
Yeah, if my house gets crushed, I'd be asking for more than like 18万とか。
ね、超安いよ。屋根直し、普通なんかさ、こう慰謝料じゃないけど、こう危ない目に合わせてごめんなさいみたいな修理代プラスなんか払うじゃん。
いや、
この8万8000円とかさ。
Well, the guy could have died easily.
Yeah, めっちゃでかいからね、この落ちてきたやつが。
Yeah.
この写真見てびっくりしちゃった。破片っていうかもうね、ロケットの一部じゃんと思って。まあびっくりしただろうね。
I love that China provides us with this kind of 、ね、crazy news all the time.
ね。面白い。まあ、はい。次。 恐怖の記憶が、子孫に遺伝することが判明しました。アトランタエモリー大学の研究チームがマウスを使って桜の匂いに恐怖を覚えるような PTSD を与えたところ、そのマウスの子孫が2世代にわたって桜の匂いに敏感になり怯えた様子を見せました。これにより自動的に感じる恐怖っていうものは親に教えられるものではなく遺伝的に継承されていることが証明されました。でそのお父さんマウスの精子を調べたところ、嗅覚をコントロールする DNA に変化の痕跡が見られ、その子孫にもそれが同様に受け継がれていました。ストレスや恐怖、生活習慣が後天的に遺伝子に変化を与えるこうした現象はエピジェネティクスと呼ばれています。
According to a Nature neuroscience study, epigenetics can explain how fear is hereditary. So researchers at Emory University in Atlanta created a trigger within a mouse, causing it to experience fear when it smells cherry blossoms. They found that two generations later, mice still responded to the cherry blossom smell with fear.And analyzing the mouse's DNA, they were able to detect the genetic change responsible for this fear response.
そう。だから
親が After two generations.
そう。だから孫の世代まで、もうそれが受け継がれ、だから孫の世代まで行くと、その親に直接体験とか教えてもらってるわけじゃないじゃない。
うん、
だからその何遺伝子レベルでそれに作用していますっていうことが証明されたっていう。
I wonder if this has anything to do with how our cells are replaced every like what is it 7 years or something、mm-hmm. like everything except for your neurons I believe、I'm pulling this way out of the back of my head so I'm not totally sure but、other than your neurons the cells in your bodyare replaced、
right.
everything is pretty much replaced、
mm.
so it's not even the same body anymore right、
mm.
well in order to retain some of these things like these responses it seems like it does have to be coded into the genetics、
mm.
on some level
yeah yeah yeah
right does、so. that make sense
yeah yeah yeah
it's my bro theory
so なんかまあ、大体分かりやすいのは恐怖なんだけど、まあ、生活習慣とかストレスもということで、だから、
well, there...
まあ、これを使うとその PTSD の治療とか、
mm.
にまあ今後役に立つかなって言ってた。人間もなのかな、親から子供にだからゴキブリとかそういうこれは危ないからダメですよって教わったものじゃなくても、もともと嫌な嫌悪感を覚えるものとか。
I don't know. That's interesting because my grandfather suffered from PTSD pretty badly. What kind of a
戦争のってこと?
He fought the Japanese on the Solomon Islands and
okay.
Guadalcanal and
okay.
the Philippines. But yeah, he had really bad PTSD where he couldn't sleep properly and he had to take a lot of prescription medications and things like that.
Mm.
So how do you think that might manifest itself in me or my siblings?
Mm. Or like, to your kids even.
yeah. I mean, is there some effect there?
わかんない。でもマウスと同じだったら、あるんじゃない?
It seems like there is some effect.
うん。だから私、蝶々嫌いなんだけど、怖いから。
What? Why?
My dad's side のおばあちゃんも蝶々嫌いだったの。
Why?
それももしかして遺伝したのかなと思って。別に蝶々になんか悪い記憶とかないの、私。何もされたことないし。なんで嫌いかわかんないんだけど、嫌なのすごい。鳥肌。だから、そういうのも遺伝なのかな。と思った。わかんないけど。
But you also think that organs carry memories, right?
I said it's possible. No one can say it's impossible.
Who knows? Who knows? There's so much. Isn't like most of the DNA material unaccounted for, like junk DNA?
Mm. You know,
although I think recently they're starting to figure out some new things about junk DNA.
だから分かんないこといっぱいあるからね。
But we don't really understand what most of the DNA material is.
So I might be right on the organs.
And even the idea of epigenetics is very recent.
そうだよね。そうそうそう。
だから
今までそのね。
They were totally saying that was impossible before.
ね。そうだからその後天的な要素が遺伝子レベルにまで影響を与えるっていうのは本当に新しい。まあ、本当最近になってから。しかもこういうふうに分かりやすく一般人うちらみたいな人論文だけじゃなくてにまでこういうふうにニュースとかに出てくるっていうのはね。
I feel like there was something about smoking as well, where if you smoke that the effects on your body can actually be inherited. It's not just you.You know, that genetic damage is actually passed on as well.
今まで遺伝って自分でコントロールできないと思ったから諦めるじゃん。まあ、例えばその目の形とか鼻とか、自分の子供がそれを受け継いじゃうのはもうコントロールできないから諦めたけど、実際に自分の行動とかそういう恐怖体験とか、まあ、タバコだったりっていうのが自分の子供に影響あるって分かれば、自分の生活をちょっと見直すよね、多分もうちょっと。あ、これ子供になっちゃうとかさ。
Well, it's definitely not just fear. It's a lot of things that change your genetic composition. And I think it changes it while you're alive.
そうそう。
I don't know.
そうそう、だから後天的だからね。
Yeah, well, look at Japanese people that grow up overseas. Look at how different their bodies are, how different their faces are.
Yeah.
If you see like Japanese people that were born to two Japanese parents straight out of Japan but was raised overseas, totally different body.
確かに。
Totally different face.
そうね、顔もね違うんだよ。わかるもんね、何 Japanese American とかの人で、日本に歩いてても、あ、この人英語喋るなってわかるよね、顔見れば。メイクとかももちろんあるんだけど、なんか顔のフィーチャーとか、
oh, it's totally, it's super obvious, you can
ね、
tell.
体の何デベロップメントとか違うもんね。
Because I know a lot of Japanese people that are like that, that were raised overseas, but their parents are really Japanese.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're totally Japanese by blood, but but physically, that living overseas has changed, maybe changed their genetic expression, changed like the way that a lot of it's musculature. If you speak English, develops different muscles in your face, so that can make you look different too. But I feel like there's something more to that. It's too different.
Yeah, ね、見たらわかるもんね。確かに。次、
Oh, your favorite.
特定秘密保護法案。特定秘密保護法案に関して、与党は明日6日の国会会期末までの可決を目指しています。特定秘密保護法案とはっていうのね、すごいみんなコントロバーシャルな感じになってますけど、ウィキペディアによると日本の安全保障に関する情報のうち、特に秘匿とするものが必要であるものを特定秘密として指定し、取扱者の適正評価の実施や漏洩した場合の罰則などを定めることを目指す法案。とりあえずちょっと英語いきますか。
Oh, just describe what it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's a state secrecy bill. Currently, under the current laws, defense officials can be sentenced up to 5 years for exposing secrets, or 10 years if the information came from the U.S. military, which I think is kind of a strange distinction to make. The new law allows government branches other than the Defense Ministry to designate information as state secrets. The bill refers to four categories which would be protected, and those four categories are defense, diplomacy, counterterrorism, and counterespionage. The new legislation would allow a ministry to classify information as secret for a period of 5 years, which may basically be extended forever. A poll by Asahi Shimbun shows that 61% of people believe that the passing of this legislation would be problematic. More than 75% believe that the law would create new secrets rather than just protect existing secrets. thousands of academics, as well as the Japan Federation of Bar Associations, and a lot of other smart people are opposed to this new legislation.
So, まああの要は特定秘密を漏らした場合は10年以下の懲役または10年以下と1000万円の罰金、
うん、
で今まではそのなんだっけ防衛に関するものだけっていうことだったんだけどこれが足されると防衛とかスパイ活動をテロリズムあと外交上 の, あの他国との交渉とかに不利になるようなものを漏らした場合はまあ、同じ罰則が課せられるっていうことなんだけどあの今日まさにもうだから明日国会が終わっちゃうから今日まさにあの話し合われている内容としてはその何を特定秘密にするのか、うん、秘密の中でも特定秘密っていうのを決めなきゃいけないからそれを誰がどうやって決めるのかっていうことでその特定秘密の指定と解除をチェックする保全監視委員会っていうのをまあ設けないといけないんだけどそれをどこに作るかっていうことで、野党と与党が合意に達してない状態です今で与党は何て言ってるかっていうとこれを内閣府に設けるって言ってて野党はいやそれはちょっとありえないからあの別で局を設置した方がいいっていうふうに言ってるんだよねでこの法案の中身を見てみるとこの監視委員会っていうのは第三者機関じゃないといけないって書いてあるから内閣府の中に入れちゃうとどう考えても第三者ではないから
You know what that is?
What?
That's like what the Yakuza does with the pachinko place where you get all the pachinko balls and then you go out back and there's like this little shopWhere, so first you buy like you get the little toothbrush, right? You get the little toothbrush and then you take the little toothbrush to this other little store which supposedly isn't the same. You know how they have the law where the... You know what I'm talking about, yeah?
Yeah.
So,
I just don't want to talk about it.
Why?
I don't know.
So you take the toothbrush there and they'll buy the toothbrush from you. And that's how they like...That supposedly legitimizes the system. But it's still within the... It's the same guys. You know what I mean? So I feel like that's kind of what is being suggested by Yoto.
Well, in this case, they're not even... In this case, they're not even making it complicated to the pachinko reference. Because, I mean, they're not even trying to make it look like it's Daisansha.内閣府の中ってはっきり言ってるから
But they're still calling it that You know, they're still calling it The 第三者 right?
Well, yeah, but they can't They can't 誰が見てもだって第三者これをねだから
Yeah, it's the same as the toothbrush place
内閣官房の中にこれを設けるっていうのは4日だから昨日発表されたんだけど
yeah,
ちょっとびっくりした
It's not Yeah, that's not in the foreign media at all, anywhere. I haven't seen it.
だって昨日出たから。
Yeah.
びっくりした。え?って思って。第三者の意味忘れちゃったのかな。
But that comes out yesterday, right?
Yeah. だから昨日出して、もう明日通さないといけない。
Like, tomorrow, right?
そうそうそう。
Well, that's not very much time for people to
process the information.
Process that,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
まあ、だからあのずっとこれ言われてることだけどその法案の中身があの曖昧で分かりにくいっていうのが一つとその与党がこれをラッシュしてるもうすごい急いで進めてるっていうのがまあ一番の批判の元その国民がちょっとついていってないじゃんこれってなんだろうでメディアはとりあえずねいろいろ批判したりなんだりしてるしあとポールもあの新聞によって全然反対何パーセント賛成何パーセントの世論っていう数字が全然違うから
Well, it ranges between 40 and 60%、
うん、だいたいまあ半々 50何パーセントとかそう半々ぐらいなんだけどただそのポール答えてる人たちが どれぐらい分かってるか。
Yeah, they don't have the information. That poll was taken before that announcement was even made yesterday.
だからそのテレビでいろいろね特集組まれたりとかして私も見てたけど、やっぱりちょっと分かんなくて、今日その実際の法案を読んだんだけど、まあだから何を秘密にして何を秘密にしないかっていうのを決めるところが一番重要じゃない？要は。だから
I think
それを誰がやるのかと誰がそれをチェックするのか、それがだから内閣府の中にあると意味がわからない。
Yeah, I don't think it's good.
自分で自分のことチェックすることになっちゃうからね。
It's too vague.
Yeah, it
is vague. It's too vague. And vague is a problem because anytime you have legislation that's vague, that's an opportunity for abuse. And governments abuse stuff like this. That's just a fact.
Yeah. 今回その私が感じるのは、賛成してる側も反対してる側もちゃんと読んでない人が多い気がして。だからお互い、
well, they haven't made that. They're being secretive about their own secrecy bill.
Yeah.
Like it's
だからなんかその
the whole thing's super sketchy.
適当なこと言ってる人も結構いっぱいいるし、よく見てるとね。だからあのそれはそれで危ないから、実際みんなその法案ねネットにあるから読んでみれば、まあ、あこういうことかってなると思うんだけど、まあ、
too vague,
でも
too fast,
ちょっと早すぎる、うん、
and within the cabinet is preposterous.
Yeah,
this should absolutely、
ね、
be shut down as、
yeah.
soon as possible.
そうその第三者機関が自分の中にある。
This kind of behavior, even that suggestion, is this is the problem. This is the problem right in our faces. It hasn't even been passed yet, and we're all this is already a problem.
まあでも内閣府の中にこの監視委員会が実際に設置されたら、その法案の中で矛盾していることになっちゃうから、普通にできないと思うんだけど。だからそれでむしろ通っちゃったらびっくりする。ちょっと意味がわからないもん。第三者機関って書いてあるのに、自分の法案の中に。
In how do you feel about this kind of this type of legislation in principle?
What do you mean to protect the national security related information, or
in terms of government transparency, how they're spending your tax money, how that relates to what their operations are? Should the government be more transparent? Because this is a move.Away from transparency.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well,
is that the right direction? I think government needs to be more transparent. I think everyone that's paying taxes should get a receipt for what they're paying for. I feel like this kind of secrecy, this, you could almost call it conspiring. This sort of behavior is what leads countries to go to war.
その難しいのはどこまでを本当に国家の保障何安全のために隠さなくちゃいけないこと、確かに全部大広げに他の国に漏らしてたらそれはそれで問題なんだけど、どこまでが本当に秘密じゃなきゃいけなくて、どこまで国民に知る権利があるとか、
well, I think
だから結局誰がこの特定秘密っていうさ定義が曖昧なんだよね。なんか秘密の中で特に秘密じゃなきゃいけないものってじゃあ何なのかっていう、それが書いてないし誰にも分かんないから、みんながな何これってなってる中でこんな急いで可決しようとするからおかしくなっちゃうんだよね。
I think this is largely being pushed by the United States, this legislation.
これこんなに急いで決められるのに他のことすごい時間かかるじゃん普段。
Yeah.
なんかあの国会とか見てても、国会中継とかもうなんか揚げ足取り合戦みたいな感じで全然話が先に進まないし、だから普段そうやってやってるくせにこれだけこんなに急いで1日ごとにいろいろ決めれるっていうのはおかしいなって、まあそれは思うよね。
Yeah, they're gangsters.
So, まあ一応その監視委員会の話については今まさにもうもしかしてニュースで新しい情報出てるかもしれないけど、夕方のニュースとかでも今まさにそれを話し合ってて、それがだから明日の流れに かなり重要なんだけど、これ明日決まっちゃうともうこれできちゃうからね。
うん。
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is I think this legislation is largely just in the interests of Japan's relationship with the United States.
Right.
And the U.S., the America's continued kind of crazy militaristic expansion. And yeah. obviously the U.S. is very involved in Asia through Japan.
Right.
Bases everywhere.
まあこれも表向きには、まあ、日本の政府が言ってるのはそのアメリカからそういう秘密にしなくちゃいけない情報をもらうときにこれがないと、まあ、アメリカに信用してもらえないからこれが必要ですっていうのはまあ
表向きの I mean, I think it's largely at the expense of the Japanese people. You know, not so much at the expense of Americans or the US.
まあそのよくネットとかでちょっと勘違いされているのはそのこの法案によって直接あの民間人が逮捕されるっていうことはないんだよね。だからこれはその、その担当になったその特定秘密の何なんて言うんだっけそれ守らなきゃいけない人だから国家公務員とか政治家とかに、うん罰則がまあ適用される。あと報道機関はあの基本的にはあの適用されない。だ適用されるとしたらその秘密を持ってる人に対して暴力を加えたりとかあの実際なんか本当傷害事件みたいなのとか家に侵入したりとか普通にもう元々犯罪だったことをした時だけなんだよね。だからそこもちょっと勘違いされてるし確かに難しいから分かりにくい。
I think that portion is fairly sketchy though.You know, if those things are already illegal, it's kind of... It seems like it does create a little bit more room for them to prosecute people.
I just feel like, first of all, people need to just read this.
Yeah, of course.
Like the 元々の文章、そのメディアがこう言ってるとか、オンラインにこう書いてるっていうよりも、実際、そんなにね、長くないの、しかも。そんな長くない、そこまで難しくないから。
Yeah, they did it. They should have done it the American way. Just make shit as long as possible so no one will do it. Every single American document is like a million pages.
そう、すごい長そうと思ったんだけど、意外と長くないし、ネットに載ってる、もちろんね、ただで読めるし、ちょっとみんな読んで、最初にね、読んでみて、ちょっとフリークアウトする前に、一回読んで落ち着いて、というものなのかなっていう。
Well, we don't have time to 落ち着く. This shit is being rushed so fast.
Well, it's not like issue voting or anything.
You know,
so.
Without even looking at what it is, the government shouldn't be rushing things through like this.
それは本当そう。それは本当にそう。
It just shouldn't, period.
だってその、私が本当に思うのはその保全監視委員会っていうのが一番のキーなのにそれを昨日発表して明日可決しようとしてるっていう。
Yeah, that's ridiculous. What a stunt.
どんだけ急いでんだよ急に、Yeah, so I hope it won't pass tomorrow. もうそんな急ぐ必要ないじゃん。もしかしてだからね、他の国はそれは早くしてと思ってるかもしれないけど。
It's just in the wrong direction. You know, keeping information from the people just ultimately you're just handing over more control to the government. You know, it's just the wrong direction. I think we need more transparency.
Yeah, だから民主主義っていうのなんかこう政治とか政治家とかなんかコラプションとかいろいろなんか難しく考えるとなんか複雑に感じちゃうけど普通に村とかもっとちっちゃい規模で考えると何みんなが理解してないのに上の町長みたいな人が一人で決めようとしてたらちょっとありえないじゃん。それと同じなんだよね。誰も分かってないんだったら今通すべきじゃないし、あのみんなが嫌だって言ってるんだったらそれはもちろん通すべきじゃないし、だからもうちょっとね。
A lot of people are opposed to this. A lot of people are opposed to it, and a lot of people that could be opposed to it don't even know anything about it yet.
Yeah.
And it's too little information, too late. the whole move is just dodgy.
だから政府も本当にこれが大事で絶対にそんな急いで通さなきゃいけないと思うんだったらもうちょっとちゃんと説明して国民に納得してもらう努力をしないといけないよね。今その努力が全く見られないじゃん。こんな急いでるし。So, and it's obvious if you go online, you can easily tell that no one really understands what's going on.
Well, the information isn't, you know, if stuff, one of the things that is probably going to, you know, if this thing doesn't pass, one of the main criticisms for it is their announcement that was just made yesterday, like two days before, you know, it'll either pass or won't pass.
Yeah.
You know, the information issue is just even more reason for us to push for more transparency from the government and less of this sketchy, sneaky bullshit.
Yeah.
And after all the TEPCO sneaky bullshit and all this, what's going on right now with the bribery sneaky bullshit?
Inose,
yeah, just come on. And then isn't Abe's the same guy that was involved in the whole Nanking disaster too, yeah? Who lost all the records for Nanking payments like way back?
Well, that was a problem from like decades ago, so.
Well, yeah, I guess
it's not really just one prime minister. Yeah.
Well, somehow figured out how to make something shitty even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It just seems like there's so much crap going on. See, pirate activity has prompted Japan to relax a ban on civilians carrying guns, permitting oil tankers to be armed. The law changed. The law change was passed November 30th and only applies to oil vessels. The law against civilians carrying guns dates back to 1588. And according to a joint report by the UN, World Bank, and Interpol, pirates using RPGs, AK-47s, and tracking devices collected $400 million from 179 ships hijacked from 2005 to 2012.
海賊船の横行に対応するため、日本政府は石油タンカーの乗組員の銃の所持を認める法案を可決しました。新しい法は11月30日から施行され石油タンカーのみに適用されます。民間人の銃の所持は1588年から日本で禁止されています。2005年から2012年までに海賊に乗っ取られた船は179隻に上り、被害額は4億ドルにも上っています。
That's 40 billion yen. Yeah.
400億円。
40 billion yen.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
But this
最近海賊ネタちょっと多いね。
They're a real problem. We think of pirates as like Disney, that what is it?
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But they're around.
なんかトム・ハンクスの映画今度の海賊の話なんでしょ？しかもリアルな。だからディズニーとかじゃなくて。
リアル？
うん。
Documentary?
No.
What?
It's like
a film.
It's a film, but it's closer to reality.
Is it based on reality? What is this movie called?
I don't know. It's really new. It's about pirates.
Also.
It's like drama みたいな感じ。
Yeah.
だからそれ見ると結構あ、だからそのディズニーとかのイメージじゃなくて結構こういうリアルな。
Well, RPGs, it's rocket propelled grenades.
Right.
They could shoot your boat from pretty far away and you'd be done.
まあお金あればね、いろんな武器も買えるし。And they're trained.
Yeah, well, they do it for a living.
Yeah.まあ、だから日本で銃所持禁止されてるからって丸腰でいけないもんね。怖いよ。
I mean, is this gonna help?
I don't know.
Is it gonna help?
さ、銃がないことによって助かる場合もあると思うし、ないからこそ。
I mean, if they have weapons, it seems like, okay, well, now we have people getting in, firefights with the pirates.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you win?
I don't know how pirates operate. So
I feel like if
例えばその丸腰のばっかりを狙ってるとしたら、 あ、日本の船銃あるからちょっと今度からやめようかなってなるのか、それともどっちにしろアタックされるのかによるよね。
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, either they're gonna just, it's gonna work as a deterrent, or they're just gonna get more guns.
Yeah.
I mean, the pirates can get more guns.
Yeah.
If they want to go buy more rocket launchers and stuff.
確かに。
They will. And then, yeah, we've got some guys standing around on a boat with like rifles.
まあね。
I don't know.
でも個人的なレベルで考えると、例えば自分のお父さんが石油タンカーの乗組員とかだとすると、丸腰で行ってきますっていうのはそれは怖いよね。
Yeah.
武器何もないのみたいな。 So, I don't know.It's a difficult question.
Fucking pirates.
次。
A truck carrying medical radioactive material was hijacked in Mexico, according to the UN's nuclear watchdog. The material was being transported from a medical facility to a nuclear waste storage center. The device was recently discovered abandoned in a rural area near the gas station where the truck was originally hijacked. According to CNNS director Juan Abenschutz, it's almost absolutely certain that whoever removed this material by hand is either already dead or about to die. Experts say that the cobalt 60 teletherapy source could have been used to create a radioactive dirty bomb. Cobalt 60 is a synthetic radioactive isotope of cobalt with a radioactive half-life of 5.27 years.
メキシコで医療用の放射能物質を積んだトラックがハイジャックされました。トラックは病院施設から放射能物質廃棄場へ運ばれている最中でした。その後、放射能物質は盗まれた現場にほど近い場所に捨てられているのが発見されましたが、専門家によると、犯人は放射能を手で触っているため、すでに死亡しているか、今まさに死にかけている可能性が高いとのことです。だからこれ、放射能のバームとかを作るために盗んだっていうよりも、中身を知らないでトラックだけ取ったっていうことかな。
Yeah, it seems to be an accidental theft. Well, not accidental. The theft was on purpose.
Right, right. They just wanted the truck.
Accidental theft of the nuclear material. They, yeah. they weren't trying to get the nuclear material.
運悪すぎだよね。
Yeah, and for some reason they decided to remove it from the truck.
Yeah.
And in the process of doing that, they probably killed themselves with the radiation.
それって大きいの？そのデバイスって。Do you know?
Yeah, there's pictures of it. It's fairly big. It's like the size of this table. Well, I guess, I mean, if you're listening, you don't know how big this table is. It's like, it's like you could curl up and lie down in it.
Okay. Right.
Ish.
Okay.
Like a coffin.
男の人二人で運ぶぐらいの感じ。
Yeah, well, I believe there was only 60 grams of cobalt, 60.
Okay.
In the device.
それ何か分かんないし捨てちゃえみたいな感じで捨てたのかな。
I have no, I don't know. Actually, when I originally looked up this story last night, they hadn't found the truck yet.
Right.
So just right before we started this podcast, I found out that they had, or not found the truck, but found the nuclear medical stuff.
トラックだけ持って行ったけど、もう死んでる。もう死んでる、right?
Well, it's,
I guess.
It's extremely dangerous. The worry is that someone could easily do this on purpose.
Right.
Someone could easily hijack. I mean, this guy, two guys hijacked this cobalt 60, the radioactive material,
yeah.
on accident.
確かに。確かに。
Think about that.
ね。
Think about how poor the security is for some of this stuff.
But how did they kill the driver? Like how did they
happen? Oh, no, the driver's fine. They actually interviewed the driver, and the driver said that a couple guys came up to his truck while he was at the gas station with guns, and they asked him to get out, so he got out. But there wasn't really any security. But experts are saying that you could use this cobalt 60 teletherapy source of radiation to create a dirty bomb.
Yeah.
Which... you could destroy New York City with just this. You could make it uninhabitable with just this. It's that easy. I don't know how dumb terrorists have to be to not figure this stuff out, but
なんかあれかな、その中身がバレないようにあの結構カジュアルな感じで運んでるのかな。You know, so that it won't be screaming like, hey, there's this, you know, nuclear stuff in this truck. Come
yeah,
get
but
it
does seem like they would have some armed guards inside the truck or something.
Yeah.
You know?
ね、だって銀行のお金運ぶときだってもっとちゃんとさ、security いるもんね。
This stuff is really dangerous. They use a lot of this for medical purposes, but also cobalt-60 is used to x-ray buildings.
Okay.
That's how radioactive it is.
Oh. なんか、it's so not worth it, ね。トラック盗むためだけに。
Oh, yeah, not worth it. Well, anytime you die, it's not worth it. I usually. Not, maybe not anytime.
Mm.
Like the... Never mind.
Okay, 次.
I was going to say the movie Armageddon, where Bruce Willis is like left behind on a meteor drilling. Like, it might be worth it in that case.
まあ、確かに。
Anyways.
超 specific.
I don't know why I thought of that just now. NASA's Hubble telescope has detected signs of water on 5 alien planets. They detected this by analyzing the starlight that passes through those planets' atmospheres. These planets were all Jupiter-sized exoplanets approximately 1,000 light years away, and the water signatures were not as pronounced as they expected. However, as all of these planets have relatively hazy and dusty atmospheres.
NASA のハッブル望遠鏡が5つの惑星に水の痕跡を発見しました。これは、惑星の大気を通過する星の光を分析して判明したもので、5つの惑星すべてが木星と同じような大きいサイズで地球から1000光年離れているということです。木星ってすごい大きいんだもんね。
うん。でかいよ。
Right?
Yeah.
So... Are these five planets like close to each other?
I think they're not close. Close would be the wrong word, but relatively.
Okay.
I mean, they're in the same. They're all about 1,000 light years away.
Right.
They're all in more or less the same.
Okay.
Area and space. What's one thing that's interesting about this is that it was actually done by the Hubble telescope, which they were originally planning to abandon in. I believe 2008.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, oh, we can't afford to go fix the Hubble telescope, so we'll just let it fall out of the sky. And then somehow a bunch of people like were protesting the death of the Hubble telescope, so they're like, all right, we'll fix it.
Okay.
And they like 無理やり fixed it.
Okay.
Now, 多分2020年まで使える。
Oh.じゃああと7、6年ぐらい。
And we're finding more and more of these exoplanets.
Right.
With atmospheres, with water, with... I mean, these Jupiter-type planets won't... We can't live on them. There's just way too much gravity and the atmosphere is all fucked up. But aliens might be able to live on them.
Yeah. Yeah. ね。しかもなんかそういう crazy, like, 何? Movie...kind of alien じゃなくてもさ、なんか微生物的なさ、ね、なんかしらの生き物。
We keep finding weird alien type creatures on this planet, under the ocean. Like the weird fish and stuff that always pops up recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I really hope that we find aliens like while I'm still alive. Before I die. 超見たい。
How long will you be alive for?
I don't know. I'll try. I'll try to live. 30
年。
頑張る。あと30、どれぐらいかかるかね。でも結構新しい発見多いからな。でもこの一千光年、何光年とか like light years、あまりにも遠すぎて全然なんかイメージできないよね。聞いても。
Yeah. So 1,000 light years means if you traveled at the speed of light, it would take you 1,000 years to get there.
Right. it doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
it also means, okay. It also means that what we're looking at is 1,000 years old.
Right, right.
Right?
Right.
Because it took the light 1,000 years yeah, to get yeah, here.
Yeah. なんかさ、小学生ぐらいの時、それ習った時、超びっくりした。
Like what we're
そうみたいな。
Yeah, what we see when we look out at things that are like 1,000 light years away, well, what was on Earth is completely different than what's on Earth now.
Right, right. You know,
none of yeah. this was here.
とかもうないかもしれないもんね。
So we can look at a planet and be like, oh, there's no aliens. But there's been aliens there for 1,000 years. It's just, it's too far away.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
For us to see, yeah.
It's really weird. Like, light, the idea of light taking time is kind of weird.
Yeah. でも逆もそうだもんね。あっちからうちらのこと見てたとしても。
Oh yeah, if I aliens mean, look at Earth, they won't see us. We don't, yeah. we're invisible.
ね。
We're completely invisible. Aliens could be looking at Earth right now. It's like, still dinosaurs? I mean, they'll probably, they know about this phenomenon, but...
Yeah. まあでもね、同じことだよね。They'd be like, wow.
They wouldn't be able to see, like, you know how the Earth lights up at night because we have all these lights.
Right.
Well, that's a very recent phenomenon.
Yeah, 見えてないよね、多分。So when,
if aliens look at Earth, they won't see any of that for yeah. thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
ね。
And we'll probably be gone by then. We'll probably kill ourselves from either a
yeah.
pandemic disease or
whatever.
Or Fukushima or whatever.
Yeah.
面白いね、東海地震
なんかちょっとエイリアン来てくれないかな I wanna say hi
Why?
I don't know, they might be nice They might be fluffy
Aliens?
Yeah, who knows 結構可愛いかも、
I'm sure like in your mind they all look like cats
Yeah ふわふわのちょっと大きいなんか猫みたいなやつ And no. they're like on foot Like 二足歩行
Who knows?
Yeah. あのね、その今ふわふわで思い出したんだけど、ツイッターであのバイリンガルニュースあるあるっていうのがあるの、みんなが書いてくれてる。
ああ、見た。
あれ超面白い。あの前からなんかたまにいたのね、いろんな人でバイリンガルニュースあるあるつぶやいてくれる人。Yeah. それがちょっと溜まってきて、あの今ふわふわで思い出したのは誰かが。マミの最終判断基準はふわふわかふわふわじゃないかっていうあるある書いてる人いた。Because I always talk about it.
Yeah,
like cockroach とか。Mm. あと、エンディングでうちらが、あれ今日月曜木曜っていうやつ。
I know. Why is that so difficult for us?
わかんない。あと、マミがオープニングでよそ行きの声で噛まないように頑張ってる。あと、マイケルの喋ってることがやけに聞き取れたなって思ったら日本語言ってたとか、
うん、
or 救急車が超通る、
yeah.
とか、あとマイクの設定間違えた時の椅子のギシギシ音とか、うん、I was like 確かにって思った。
That chair has been banned.
Yeah,
it's over there.
超ギシギシ言うもんね。そうとかね。なんかいろいろあるあるをみんなが書いてくれてて。超面白いの、
うん、面白い
ね、そうみんななんかさバイリンガルニュース好きで聞いてくれてる人はバイリンガルニュース面白いですねとか言ってくれるけどマミからするとみんなの方が面白いんだけど、
yeah.
I was like oh that's so true 確かにと思って一人で笑っちゃった嬉しいねあとね、
so, aliens are ふわふわ
yeah、okay. they have to be なんでだってなんかわかんないじゃんねあのよく映画とかだとなんか they're all like ヌメヌメしてる
like pasty and white and
they're just like ヌメヌメしてる
actually I heard an like, interesting theory about the origin of what we perceive aliens to be
okay
and they so a lot of people experience like alien abductions
yeah.
or dreams of alien abductions and they always describethese large eyes and kind of a lack of facial features, like
right.
very small nose, very small
chin,
very small mouth, like big head.
Right.
And I heard a theory that actually comes from the experience of being born.
Ah, yeah, 読んだことある、それ、マミも。
You know about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I read about it.
Gomen, I was thirsty. So what they say is, when babies are born, they're looking up. There's a lot of really bright lights. A bunch of these doctors, doctor, nurse, and they're wearing the, you know, that surgical mask.
Right.
And they're wearing the white coats.
Right.
And maybe goggles or whatever. But babies' eyes aren't well developed. They're very, babies' eyes can't really make out details or anything. So what the baby sees is looking up, sees the bright lights, sees these figures leaning over them with the masks. And, you know, the only feature of the doctor you can really see is their eyes.
Yeah.
And so from a baby's perspective, being born, it looks like what adults describe when they're talking about alien abductions. Isn't that kind of an interesting parallel? And, so, and people say like, oh, babies don't remember, they're too small. But who knows? You don't know that.
So you mean like alien abduction された って言ってる人たちは, they just remember the time when they were born?
Yeah, they experienced it was a very traumatic experience when they were born. And they happened to remember that on some level in their subconscious, somewhere in their memory. They remember that experience. They have visuals from that experience.
Right.
And that contributes to this, to their, the account that they give when they talk about alien abductions. And when people talk about alien abductions, it's not like people are describing a bunch of different kinds of aliens. They all describe pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
All humanoid figures, all leaning over you.
Yeah.
You know, these... it's a very medically situation when you're being abducted by aliens. It's like, there's probes. They're pulling out like scalpels or whatever.
And you were on this die とか.
Yeah. It's a very interesting.
I wish なんか we can explain it or we can prove that by like, なんかさ、例えば if you were picked up by like a black doctor, and then. You talk about your alien abduction, but your alien setsume is like usually like aliens that people talk about are like whitish.
Yeah,
so
pale.
If there's someone who's saying like, oh yeah, like I got abducted by an alien and it was like dark skin とか, and then if he or she was actually picked up by a black doctor and that's like, oh, ってなるじゃん. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Because it's always like whitish color.
Yeah, but right? there's so many parallels outside of just that.
まあ確かにいつも病院的なね、あの environment.
Yeah.
なんか台の上に寝かされてとか。
They cut off the umbilical cord and
yeah.
The doctors are doing stuff to you when you're a baby and yeah. It could be a traumatic experience and that could. You know, that could somehow manifest itself later in life as this alien abduction scenario. I don't know. It's just a theory. But I think it's kind of interesting.
Huh. Oh, that reminded me. 今日すごい traumatic な動画見たの。It's from like 2009 or something. I don't know if you've seen it, but people are like feeding dogs and cats to sharks.
What?
As like an entertainment.
Where?
These American people in this like French resort-ish place, like they go out on a boat and then they
sounds
pick up
like
all
something
the
Americans at a French resort would do.
So they're really, really rich, and yeah. They pick up like stray dogs and cats from like a shelter, and then they go to the boat. They go on to the boat with them. でっかいあの釣りのフックをあの犬の鼻とかに引っ掛けて。とか子猫の背中とかに引っ掛けてそのサメの餌にとかあのマーリンとかの餌にするのそれ釣りするの And then the video
You've taken us to the darkest, most depressing subject of all time
Yeah, but I was so surprised 全然知らなかった The video is from like 2009, so
Yeah, there's fucked up people in this world
And
I
like this guy on the video is saying like Please do not watch it if you love catsBut I still saw it, and it was really crazy because they were saying like black cats are usually not popular, I guess, in the Western world. So they're amateru in the shelter, so they pick up all the black cats to do it, like kittens.
Interesting.
And my cat is black, so I was like, oh.
Well, you know,
I wonder if it's still the case where black cats are not popular in, like, the Western world.
That comes from, they think that black cats are cursed.
Yeah.
And if a black cat crosses your path, so if you walk somewhere, and then you look back and the cat walks across the path that you walked, and the cat's black, then it's like bad luck. Or something.
あとあれだよね、魔女狩り、witch hunt の時に、one of the criteria for people to determine if you're a witch or not was whether you had a cat, like black cat or not. So if you had a black cat, then you're automatically a witch. みたいな。な、どっから始まったんだろうね。日本はないんだけど。
They definitely think that you're a witch.
Yeah. もう殺されてるよ。
Imagine if you were,
in England.
Yeah.
In, I don't know which year, but.
Whenever.
It's so crazy, right?
And you're talking in this weird Japanese language. It sounds like.
And I have a bunch of black cat pictures in my phone.
Yeah.
So doomed.
And you're Asian. They haven't seen Asians before.
そうだね。
What a witch.
そうだね。だってコロンビア行った時もだって2000何年とかだよ。6年とか7年とか。それでもアジア人見たことないからみんな本物のアジア人。
Mm.
すごいもうディズニーランドみたいだった。I felt like Mickey Mouse in Disneyland. People would take pictures of me. They'll like line up to get my Hotmail account とか。なんか不思議だった。
You have a Hotmail, right? Hotmail account. ダサいね。
Well, it was like 2000 what?
No,
5 or 6.
You're still using the Hotmail account, don't lie.
Oh, but they merged with Outlook. So now it's Outlook.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
よかったね。I've heard stories like that but in Japan where like even 10, 15, 20 years ago when white guys or black guys walk around in Inaka.
Yeah.
Everyone's like asking all kinds of weird questions. Like,
yeah. あ、でも今もだよ。なんか金髪の友達がいて、熊本かどっかで英語の先生やってんだけど、なんか知らないおばあちゃんとかにいきなり髪の毛触られるって言ってた。なんかその金髪が珍しいから、みんなに髪を触られるって。わーみたいな。でも私もコロンビア行った時みんなに髪触られた。
なんでか分かんない。What is with the hair touching?
なんかアジア人はすごい髪が綺麗っていうイメージがあって、だからなんか触ってみたいみたいな。髪とか肌とか。
People rub my head, but it's just because I'm bozu and they say 気持ち。For them.
Not for you.
以上。
そうね。ちょっと急に触られるとびっくりするね。I guess. I don't know.
髪の毛ね。
とかまあどこでも。
うん。
OK。この間の火曜日にもうラジオだと思ってすごい楽しみにしてくれてた人がいっちゃったみたいなんだけど、今度の火曜日ね、カウボーイ。
Yep.
楽しみです。
楽しみ。
っていうわけで、今週も寒いけど、今日は月曜日だよね。ちゃんと分かってるよ。No.
え
?What? Is this Thursday?
Wow.
やばい。
木曜日
今自信満々。
You said that was with way too much confidence.
Confidence, yeah. 木曜でした。じゃあ、Have a nice weekend, everybody.
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.